You know, the old highways never change, whether it's Route 66 or any other line map across this continental North America. 18-wheelers, this is a stormy season, or a hot, steamy pavement, non-stop grinding gears of dedication to some of the greatest trucker friends that I have ever known. Samson Whitechurch, Alan Booth, Bruce Bissell, and yeah, Big John. Wherever you are, brothers, breaker, breaker, I think we got us a convoy here. 10-4, good buddies, keep on the truck. I was on the West Coast trying to make a buck. Things didn't work out, and I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and singing them all-night bars and bumming around. So I started thumbing back south toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured out that I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night, I got stranded way out of town. At a cold and lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done I caught a chill, when the lights of this big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed up in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big John's the name." I told him mine, and he said, "The name of my rig is called Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig or running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came into sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you'll go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just up the road." Well, he tossed me an old silver dollar as he pulled her in low, and said, "Have yourself a hot cup, an old Big John." When John and his rig roared out in the night, nothing flat, he was clear out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup. Told the waiter Big John was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet. The waiter's face turned pale white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. "Nah," he said, "this happens every now and then. Every driver here knows Big John. But son, let me tell you what happened about 20 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged them down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big John topped the hill. They could have been slaughtered, but he turned his wheels. Well, John lost control and went in a skid and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroad was the end of the line for Big John and Phantom 309. But every now and then there's some hiker will come by, and like you, Big John will give him a ride. Here, have another cup. Forget about the silver dollar. Keep it as a souvenir, son, from Big John and Phantom 309.